Thursday, and welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, the new show that hopes Valve shows Sony and Nintendo how it's done. I'm Nos.
I'm Jason.
I'm Sneezy.
Rusty.
And, yeah, we want to talk about the new Steam Machine.
Yeah, we do. I mean, it's just even more of the bombs that they... they talked about this last week.
We just talked about last week the new pre-built PC that Xbox is doing for whatever reason. And then right after that, a week later, Steam's like, yeah, we're thinking about doing Steam Machines again. which is great.
It is great. Though this one's going to be a little bit different. You know, the previous Steam Machine, like, they put the concept out there, but then they relied on third-party vendors to board partners to actually build them, right?
Right.
This time looks like they're going it on their own. And basically what the Steam Machine really looks to be is like an upgraded Steam Deck. So it's still got an RDNA 3 GPU, roughly equivalent to like a 7600, RX 7600, and a 6-core Zen 4 CPU.
Well, they've made the claim that it'll be about 6 times more powerful than a Steam Deck, because the Steam Deck runs everything at about 800p, and this goal on this one is 4K.
Yeah, they say the goal on this one is 4K, but the GPU generation's same as Steam Deck. The only difference is they can deliver more power.
The 4060 is certainly more powerful than the Steam Deck.
And it has more powerful CPU. So it'll still be running SteamOS. It'll get to 4K only if you're using FSR. This machine's really targeting 1080 natively.
I mean, most TVs, I guess, are 4K TVs, but honestly, I mean, if you're looking for frames, you're not playing in 4K.
Unless you're playing on a 4090.
I guess if you're overbought for everything, I guess. But for the most part, these are going to be, set up for your 1440 style, games. And I think that's going to be fine. Honestly, throw that on a TV, it'll look just fine.
You know what is advantageous about this, though, is it's an all-in-one box, and the thing is freaking tiny. Like, I've got a lens case here. It's this size.
It's
little.
6 or 7 inches on each side. And D-Brand is already coming up with a companion cube skin for it. But so, I mean,
it looks like GameCube.
That's all pretty cool. It is the same dimensions as a GameCube.
It is the same dimensions?
It is the same dimensions as a GameCube.
Oh, my God. I remember my GameCube days, man.
So just waiting for D-Brand or somebody to do a GameCube skid too. And have Nintendo come after them. That'd be classic.
They're not.
That said, other design features, it will have an internal power supply. I believe they said 400 watts, which is probably really all they need considering what they've got in it. The internal components, unfortunately, won't be upgradable except for the SSD. It will support standard 2280 NVMe drives. Again, really, it's just targeted to be a bigger Steam Deck, and will hopefully be able to reach 4K at decent frames using FSR, though I've not really been impressed with FSR.
Well, we play
it's been
through
okay.
its whole life.
It's been okay, and it's gotten better. The problem with FSR is that NVIDIA basically got to the plate first with DLSS and just went, went and dominated there.
FSR always seemed a little bit blurry.
Yeah,
it's FSR is definitely a little blurry. That said, to go along with the Steam Machine, they also announced that they're releasing a new update to the Steam controller. This 2026 version brings a lot of things people love from the Steam Deck. So it will feature the two symmetrical thumbsticks, similar in design to your Xbox controller. Will feature a full D-pad and all of your standard buttons, but will also now feature the two touch track pads from the Steam Deck.
I don't honestly use them that much, but they are kind of cool once you get used to them.
They are cool once you get used to them, but it also means that that makes the controller much more friendly for using it for everything, right? Because you can literally have your mouse set up on one of the touchpads, so you can actually navigate your PC with it.
Yeah, I like the... So I have a Steam controller, and I can't find it, but they're neat, except that they really need thumbsticks. And I'm glad that this has thumbsticks. The original Steam controller was weird.
These not only have thumbsticks, they have TMR thumbsticks. Tunnel magnetoresistance thumbsticks. These basically eliminate stick drift or try to prevent it as much as possible. And it
means they have almost zero dead zone.
Yeah, that dead zone, basically, even just like the tiniest movements. I mean, I'm sure you can adjust that in software, because some dead zone is preferable, but you can have it be as close to zero dead zone as as you like it. And that means
it will also support a Bluetooth connection, a USB wire connection, or you can use the included puck, which doubles as both a charging stand and a low latency 2.4 gigahertz transmitter for the controller itself.
I would probably go with the puck. I was looking at this, and it's tiny, but it just kind of connects to the back of the controller. So magnetically, you just set the controller down on top of it, and it charges.
To charge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it takes very little force to pull it off the puck, too.
Yeah.
I noticed in videos. So, it looks like a good evolution for the Steam controller. We'll have to see how it performs in the real world once it's out. But, I mean, I may end up getting one of those instead of a Xbox controller whenever my current controller dies.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Like,
will be a thing.
I don't know that any of us necessarily need a... Wait a second. I just found a good use case for this. So it's not very big, right? I could throw this in my suitcase when I'm traveling. Instead of linking my Steam Deck to the TV, I could plug in the Steam box.
Yes.
Oh, the Steam Machine?
Yeah.
See, so this right here, I've been looking at the controller because I'm looking for a good controller for my PC. Everything that I've seen so far has been well and truly overpriced, has features I don't want or don't need. This has everything I need, and it doesn't have any of the features that I don't want. I think this would be a good fit. I was gifted the Steam controller a long time ago. I used it, but I needed the sticks, so I ended up moving away from it. This would be a good thing. I'm looking forward to this as well. Just for my main machine.
Yeah, I'd like to finally just get rid of my Microsoft, my Xbox controller as well. Had a long run. But 35 hours is 30. Well, honestly, the Xbox controller has pretty good time on it, too. It's the PlayStation 5 controller, freaking 5 hours, and it's dead.
Yeah, I had one for my PC. I hated it. It's got compatibility issues. This is not going to have any of the compatibility issues. So.
Nope, it won't. And then just the last little bit. Valve also talked their what they want the next Steam Deck to be. Basically discussed the performance threshold that they're wanting something that's at least a 30 or even a 50% performance uplift using the same battery life is kind of what they're targeting, which is why we haven't really seen one yet, because you've not really gotten that out of the new APUs.
I kind of heard it was a little bit more than that, that like they weren't even looking for even 50%. They were looking for a pretty substantial jump to make it worth it.
Yeah. It's got to be, you know, I mean, yeah, small iterations on hardware, it's hard to sell. It's really hard to sell.
If you can say it's like 80% faster than the old one, like people are like, all right.
Yeah. They just need to make it. I think that's the way to go. I mean, if you're going to be putting out hardware, you can't make it. You can't make it small iterations. Otherwise, you're just going to alienate the people, or they're not going to buy it. Just simply not going to buy it.
I kind of wish you could trade in your old Steam Deck, and they could take some, you know, get something back for the components they put into it and recycle it, and then you get a better Steam Deck at a reduced price.
Oh.
Because then it just turns into e-waste.
Into this wish land of modulated setups.
Yeah. Or sell me parts that I can use to upgrade it, which would be pretty dope.
Yep. Yeah.
And that's pretty just much. Not going to happen, unfortunately.
I know. I'm going to have to sell on eBay for like $100.
Right. You know, it is exactly what it is. I mean, you those Steam Decks that you have, like your current Steam Deck, is still good for everything that you are playing on it right now, right? Mm-hmm. And those games aren't really going to change over time, right? So you're going to be able to play all of these games, basically say, hey, you know, this game, you know, this Steam Deck is going to be able to play all the games up to 2025. You know, and the next Steam Deck is going to be able to play games up to a certain period of time. And I think Valve has been pretty clear that the compatibility lists were, you know, work good on good on deck, basically. They're going to continue that with
the frame with and the Steam Machine,
and the Steam Machine, right? So they're going to continue that, so you'll have at a glance good idea. This is going to work on deck one, this is going to work on deck two, and this is going to work on Steam the Steam Box. It's just the way to go.
Yep. Well, with that, guys, find full episodes of our podcast, The Tiltcast, at tiltcast.com, as well as audio forms of these news segments. Search for it on iTunes and Spotify. And, of course, come back here to youtube.com/tiltcastshorts with a Z on Saturday for more news.
All right. We'll see you guys.